Welcome to Deed and B College. Today we're taking a subweight roller and stretching it into a warm, tape grit base phrase for jungle-flavored old-school DNB. And the key thing here is this: we are not trying to wreck the sub, we are not turning it into a distorted mess. We want the weight, the movement, the low-end discipline, and just enough worn character to make it feel like it's lived a little. That's the sound you hear in a lot of old-school-inspired DNB. The bass doesn't sit there perfectly polished. It breathes. It drags a little. It bends. It feels like it came from a system with history. And that imperfect energy is exactly what gives the groove attitude. So let's build it in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and keep it beginner-friendly. Start with a simple bass phrase. Keep it short. Maybe one or two bars to begin with. You do not need a complex melody here. In fact, the simpler the better. Think one held note on the downbeat, one shorter answer later in the bar, maybe a small pickup, maybe the little variation at the end of the phrase. That's enough. What you want to hear is a line that already has a bit of forward motion. It should feel like it's leaning into the next beat, not just sitting flat on the grid. Because if the MIDI idea is dead before you process it, no amount of grit is going to make it feel alive. Now split the bass into two jobs. One layer is your clean low end. This is the part that stays solid, centered, and calm. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. If you need to, use utility to control the stereo image and make sure the deep end is locked in the middle. The second layer is where the character lives. This is the grit layer. High pass it so it's not carrying the deepest sub. A rough starting point is somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the source. The point is to keep the ugly stuff out of the true low end, because that's where your kick and sub need to stay clean. Why this works in Deed NB is simple. The kick and sub relationship matters a lot. If you distort everything together, the low end turns cloudy fast. Splitting the rolls lets you degrade the texture without breaking the spine of the track. Now decide how you want to stretch the character. If you want a tighter and cleaner result, keep it conservative. You can use simpler, or even a gentle audio stretch if you're working from a printed bass. That gives you a slightly softened, aged feel without losing control. If you want more obvious tape-warped personality, resample the bass to audio and stretch the upper layer a little more aggressively. Not the whole sub, just the character layer. That can give you that old sampler, pull-through tape feeling that really suits jungle and early DNB energy. What to listen for here? The cleaner version should sound slightly softened and worn. The more stretched version should sound like it has been dragged through an old machine, but still locked to the groove. If the pitch starts wobbling badly, or the bass gets watery, you've gone too far. Pull it back. Next, add some warmth and grit. On the upper layer, drop in saturator. Keep it modest at first. You don't need to slam it. A little drive goes a long way. Aim for a few dB of drive, use soft clipping if it helps, and always trim the output so you're comparing loudness fairly. After that, shape the tone with a Q8. If it gets boxy, clean out some low mids. If the distortion gets sharp, soften the upper mids a little. If it starts sounding too bright for an old school vibe, roll off some of the top. You're aiming for warm, slightly rough, and tactile. Not fizzy, not harsh. What to listen for? The bass should get denser and more physical, not just louder. You want harmonics that help it read on smaller speakers, while the sub underneath still does its job. Now we make it feel stretched in a musical way. Use a filter or some careful note shaping so the tail breathes a little. You can soften the decay, slightly overlap notes, or automate a low-pass movement so the phrase doesn't end too cleanly. That tiny smear is a big part of the old-school feel. Jungle and early DNB often feel alive, because the phrases aren't hyper-neat. There's a little blur between notes, and that blur adds tension. You can think of it like this. We're not lengthening the bass just for length's sake. We're giving it a dragged, elastic feel, like tape energy under a little tension. Now bring in your drums and test the pocket. This is the real check. Add the kick. Add the snare. Add the break if you've got one. And now ask the most important question in DNB production. Does the bass work with the drums? Listen for the snare first. If the bass tail is too long, too bright, or too busy in the low mids, it will mask the snare and kill the snap. Then listen to the kick. If the bass lands in the wrong spot, it can fight the punch and make the whole loop feel heavy in a bad way. If the bass feels late, move it. Even a tiny timing change can make a huge difference in DNB. A bass note that lands just behind the kick can feel deep and heavy. A note that lands too late can feel lazy. What to listen for? The bass should push the break forward without smearing the snare crack. If the drums lose authority, the bass is too long, too bright, or simply too loud in the wrong range. If the upper layer feels uneven, use gentle compression. Just gentle. We're not smashing it. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is usually plenty. Slow the attack a little if you want the front of the note to stay alive, and set the release so it recovers in time between notes. You're just trying to even out the stretched layer, so it feels like one instrument instead of a bunch of separate blobs. If the bass gets smaller after compression, back off. Usually that means the attack is too fast or the threshold is too low. Keep the movement. Keep the life. Once it's feeling right, commit it to audio. This is an important move in real DNB workflows. Resampling locks in the texture you like, and then you can edit it like an instrument rather than endlessly tweaking the chain. You can chop tails, reverse small fragments, make fill variations, or create a second drop version that feels more degraded and urgent. And honestly, this is often the point where you stop being in sound design mode and start being in arrangement mode. That's a good thing. From there, give the bass a simple 4-bar shape. Let bars 1 and 2 carry the main roller idea. In bar 3, drop a note or stretch one a little longer. In bar 4, answer the phrase or give yourself a tiny pickup into the loop restart. That's enough to make it feel like a real record instead of a static loop. A very effective old-school move is to let the bass open up slightly at the end of the phrase, then pull it back before the restart. That gives you tension and release. It makes the track breathe. And if you want the second drop to hit harder, keep the first one cleaner, then bring back the more degraded print later. That contrast is huge. You do not need a new sound. You just need a more worn version of the same idea. One more thing before you finish. Check mono and check headroom. Put utility on the bass group and collapse it to mono. The deep end should stay solid. The actual weight needs to remain centered. Any width belongs in the upper character layer, not in the sub. And keep an eye on level. A heavy bass should feel powerful without crushing your master. If it's already dominating the mix before mastering, it will almost certainly cause problems later. So here's the core idea to remember. Stretch the upper character, not the whole sub. Keep the low end clean and centered. Add warm grit with saturation, filtering, and careful timing. Check it against the kick, snare, and break early. And once the groove feels right, print it. That's how you get a bass that feels heavy, slightly torn, and properly alive. For your practice, build a 4-bar loop using only Ableton stock devices. Keep the deepest sub mono. Make one cleaner version and one dirtier version. Compare them at low volume and at a more club-style level. Ask yourself which one sounds more like a real record, not just more processed. And if you want to push it further, do the homework challenge too. One clean print, one degraded print, both still locking with kick and snare. That's a proper DNB workflow, and it will teach your ears fast. Keep it simple, keep it heavy, and keep that bass breathing.